Eastern Stars. How Baseball Changed the Dominican Town of San Pedro de Macorís by Mark Kurlansky. Narrated by Ed Sala. Copyright 2010 by Mark Kurlansky. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with G.P. Putnam Sons, a member of Penguin Group, USA, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prologue. Gracias, Presidente. This is a book about what is known in America as making it. And like all such tales, it is also a story about not making it. In this Dominican town, San Pedro de Macorís, the difference between making it and not making it is usually baseball. If you do not make it, there is sugarcane, but only for half the year. Sometime between Christmas and the Dominican national holiday on February 27th, depending on how rainy the summer was, the pendones, white feathery shoots, appear above the rippling green cane fields of San Pedro de Macorís. In the English-speaking islands of the Caribbean, where many of the families of San Pedro's sugar workers originated, the field is said to be in arrow, because the feathery pendones point upward. It means that the sugarcane is ripe for cutting, and the cane harvest, the safra, can begin. It is an exciting moment, because most people who work in sugar here have employment only during the 4 to 6 months of the safra. In an election year such as 2008, at the beginning of the harvest, a sign goes up at the port.